Hey, yo, it's Wrestling Uncensored. We just watched SmackDown, the January 7th edition. We're watching AEW Rampage live with you. Seth freaking Rollins versus Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble for the Universal title. Mickey James coming back to the WWE. And so much more. Let's get to it. Let's get Johnny in here. Let's do it. It's Wrestling Uncensored time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Johnny North. Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge this match that we're watching right now.
Acknowledge it.
Jake Atlas. Yeah. Because I'm just waiting for an injury to happen, because apparently an injury will happen in this match.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm watching closely. Right. Don't think it's happened yet.
I think it was off a springboard. I just saw Jake Atlas do a springboard dropkick. I don't think he got hurt on that. I don't know. I am watching this match, too. AEW Rampage going on right now. SmackDown was decent tonight.
I enjoyed it. I liked it. Thought it was a good start for the year for SmackDown.
Yeah. First show of 2022 for SmackDown. Roman Reigns versus Seth freaking. Let's start off hot, John. Let's get right into it. That's how the show ended. We can talk about the rest of the show, but I want to talk about the big story that's coming out of this show, which is Seth freaking is now on SmackDown. And he's going to go up against his old buddy from the Shield, Roman Reigns, at the Royal Rumble for the Universal Championship. They're pulling the trigger on Roman versus Seth. They're going there. Huge match for the Royal Rumble. That's pretty much official at this point. Adam Pearce says that he has been given the task to determine Roman Reigns' next challenger for the Universal title. He goes to Roman's personal lounge or whatever he's got going there. He says, Roman, I have your opponent. Roman says, I don't care. I beat everybody. It doesn't really matter who you give me. Leave my lounge. I'm trying to watch my cousins have their wrestling match now. So Adam Pearce leaves. His cousins, the Usos, beat the New Day in a match that we'll talk about. And then after the match, Roman is back in his lounge to close out SmackDown. And here comes Seth freaking Rollins, standing there, laughing at Roman's, just doing the maniacal laugh there. And it seems as though we are on for the Royal Rumble. Seth freaking versus Roman Reigns. Seth coming over from Raw. He was in that five-way at day one. Not victorious, of course. Brock Lesnar came away as the new WWE champion. We saw Brock tonight on SmackDown. Feels like we're in WrestleMania season, we're in Royal Rumble season, the big guns are coming out, the big matches are coming out. Got celebrities like Johnny Knoxville on the show, getting physical just on a SmackDown. Things were happening tonight, but I don't think anything bigger than Seth freaking versus Roman Reigns coming up at the Royal Rumble. I'm a little surprised they're going there at this point, given that Seth has been booked as a heel, Roman has been booked as the top heel. They're on different brands. I'm surprised.
Well, you got to remember the Rumble's a stadium show, right? So it's a big crowd. They needed a big match. Mm-hmm. And Roman, there's not a lot of time really to have a big match, to put a big build towards it. So you don't really need a big build for Roman and Seth. It kind of has already been written in a sense. So you just got to make sure you produce the match. So, makes sense. I mean, we still don't know for sure if Seth is moving to SmackDown right now. This could be one of those little things where Brock's on both shows. Maybe Seth, for whatever reason, they'll just make up a reason that he can go be on both shows too now, whatever reason.
Yeah, I wonder what the reason they will have. You know, I mean, they need a reason to have this make sense, right? How do they explain Seth Rollins? Like, how do they explain this? Seth got screwed out of his title match. They could explain it that way, right? Remember, Seth won some sort of ladder match, I think, on Raw to get the title match at day one that then turned into a triple threat when Kevin Owens won a match and then turned into a fatal four-way when Bobby Lashley beat everybody on Raw, beat Big E, beat Kevin, beat Seth all in one night to get his spot in that match. And then Brock Lesnar, well, Roman couldn't be at day one, so Brock showed up and he comes in and he wins the match. So in that respect, I guess Seth got screwed a little bit. Right? It was supposed to be his match, and then everybody else jumped in. Maybe this is his consolation prize. This is, you know, saying sorry to Seth from Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville. They could explain it that way. Doesn't really matter. Right. Doesn't really matter how they explain it. We're going to get there. It's going to happen. You know, just the way that they're booked right now, it's a little strange given that they're both heels. It is a big match, but is it now? I would think that you would do Roman versus Seth when they are both powerful, you know, when they are both being booked strong, when they're both believable as the winner. But here, when you have Roman, who's the top heel in the company, and then Seth, who's just another heel in the company right now, I don't buy Seth winning, do you?
Oh, heck no. Like, this is clearly a match they're just pulling out because they have no other choice. I think this was supposed to be Drew McIntyre, but you saw on SmackDown they said Drew's going to be hurt. So I don't think they had any other option here. That they had to go with Seth because they didn't have any – there's no other top stars on SmackDown.
Yeah. But then again – I don't know who put out the report. It was either Meltzer or somebody. There was a report out there that said Seth was supposed to win the WWE title at day one. There was one report. I think it was Meltzer that said that, right?
So, William, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. But if he's saying that, he must have some sort of source somewhere, right? Let's say that he's right, and Meltzer was right, and Seth was supposed to win the title at day one, but then Brock, you know, having Seth go on and win the Universal title and then have Roman and Brock go for the WWE title at day one would make sense. If they wanted to have one of the belts on Seth and one of the belts on Roman Brock in that story, when Roman gets COVID, they have to change plans. Brock gets the WWE title to give the fans something because they get screwed out of their main event. And then they decide to switch things up down the road where Brock is going to go in as champion and Roman will go in as challenger for the WWE title instead. Like, they had to switch things up. So maybe if Seth was supposed to win one of the big titles at day one, this is the way to kind of right the ship and bring things back to how they planned. Throwing it out there, I don't know. I really don't know.
You know, I think the great thing about all this is that WWE took a negative and made it to a positive with the whole Roman getting COVID. Like, it really seems like things actually turned out better this way, sadly, in a sense, because now we have storylines where it's like this really could go in many directions. And usually around this time, it gets very predictable. But now it feels like, well, you know, maybe Roman's going to be champion going in. Maybe Brock's going to be champion. Maybe we'll have, because they teased it on SmackDown, maybe it's going to be champion versus champion at WrestleMania. It's very interesting to see how this could go, because it could possibly go many different ways.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar winning the title at day one changed things up and kind of threw a wrench into what you figured would be the obvious plans. Because now with Brock as a champion and Roman as a champion, you know you have to do Brock versus Roman. I mean, Brock and Roman are still feuding, right? Like, that's still going on. I'm seeing a lot of people in the chat talking about Mickie James. We'll talk about Mickie James. I know that was a big story, too, tonight. She's going to be in the Royal Rumble. Mickie does not have a... It's shocking because of the way that she left and the trash bag stuff, you know, her stuff getting sent to her in a box with a trash bag, you know. It's shocking.
They said Impact Wrestling
on
television.
Did they say Impact Wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, it shows you Impact Wrestling isn't really a big threat for WWE, and I think that Mickie James, I mean, she's done work with NWA. She's doing work with Impact Wrestling. I don't think she's got an exclusive contract to anybody, so, you know, if she wants to work an indie date, a one-shot deal at the Rumble for WWE, it gets people talking, it makes news, people are excited about it. I think it was, yeah, it's smart.
Well, I think it's just, it got people talking, so I mean, it's good for everybody in a sense.
Yeah.
It showed WWE's open to work with people despite where they're working, so that's good. And, you know, it really helps them in a sense where the Rumble, it doesn't feel like they had enough people to be in the Rumble for the women's side, so to bring back somebody you wouldn't expect, it makes it more interesting.
Yeah. It makes it more interesting. It makes the Rumble more fun. I want to talk about the Rumble participants as well. Not just Mickie James, but the Bella Twins showing up. I was excited about that. I was hyped about the Bella Twins. But this isn't like, you know, a bunch of Impact Wrestling people are going to show up and WWE is going to have some sort of talent sharing deal with Impact Wrestling. Like, that's not happening. This is just a Mickie James thing because I think they felt bad with the way that she left. And of course, the PR was bad, too. So if they can get Mickie to come back, it was like, oh, you know, WWE fixed the problem, and they're better now, and Mickie has forgiven them, and you can't talk bad about the WWE for sending people their stuff in a trash bag. That's really the deal, right? It's just, it's PR.
Well, it's also to give her a moment to, you know, exposure. It helps Impact, you know, put over them, put over their championship. You know, it's a win for everybody, I think.
Yeah. Although she has a match with Deonna Purrazzo this weekend, I think, and she might lose that Impact title and not actually be the Impact champion when she goes to the Rumble. I would be very surprised if Mickie James walked into the Royal Rumble with the Impact Women's Championship. That, I don't think, is happening. She's not going to carry
the title, no.
She's not carrying the belt, you know. Vince isn't going to let her carry right. The belt down. Commentary may make mention of her being the champion when she's in the ring. I'd give him that, but she's not going to carry the belt.
No, but that's a huge win for Impact and for Mickie. Mm-hmm. If they just acknowledge that she's a champion somewhere like that, that's big.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you also how far Impact has fallen. Like, there was a time when they would never do this. But now, I mean...
Right. Well...
Look where Impact is and look where WWE is, right? It just shows you how, man, Impact is really not competition to WWE. They do not care about them at all. And why should they? They're not competition. We're watching their competition right now. Aaron Solo versus Hook. This is their competition. Yeah. Well, did you see the injury to that guy, Jake Atlas?
I just noticed Cole was going for his finish, and the guy just went down.
Yeah.
Atlas. And then he just put on a leg hook, and that was it.
Maybe they cut it out of the broadcast.
Yeah, it's possible.
Because this is a
or
taped...
I just missed it.
This is a taped show, Rampage. Roman and Seth. I can see Seth winning. I saw Matthew Henley says he thinks Seth is going to win. He also didn't like SmackDown tonight.
Seth's the guy, like, you know, if anyone to beat Roman, Seth would be the guy. It's just the problem with this is that it just comes out of absolute nowhere. It just feels like we have nobody, so we need a big match. Seth does the trick.
This is all they had, though, right? What else would they have done? Like, if not Seth right now, and they need a big match for Roman at the Rumble, Brock's going up against Bobby Lashley. Like, when they said, oh, we're going to have something big for Roman, we need a big match, I was like, what is there? On SmackDown especially? Drew McIntyre's hurt? There's no other baby faces. There's no baby faces. They have no strong baby faces really in the company at this point. Is Brock a baby face? Because in that opening promo, he came off like a heel. Also, Roman came off like the baby face. What happened there?
Yeah, it was weird.
You see the shoes Roman was wearing? Weird. Those 350 breads? Those are Yeezy 350 breads. I have a pair. In the box, never worn. I just have them. All right.
Well, Roman likes to wear them.
Yeah, he could wear his. That's fine. I got too many pairs of shoes. I haven't got around to wearing them. Also, I got them like they came in like a month ago, so I'm not wearing them outside. All right. Anyways, I just like the shoes that Roman was wearing because I have those too. And Pat McAfee was like, "Oh, Roman wearing nice Yeezys." Da da da. I was like, "Yeah, I got those. Big deal. Big deal, Roman. You're not that cool. You probably paid. He probably paid over retail for his shoes. Like the Young Bucks and all those other jabronis were paying over retail, paying that resale price, paying $700-$800 for that pair of shoes. If you paid over $340, you're a jabroni. All right, get it together. Stop paying over retail. Talk to Dr. Dave.
I think he'll be okay.
Dr. Dave will tell you how to get your shoes for the regular price. Yeah, Roman can afford it, but I'm just saying. Doesn't have to. It's unnecessary. There are ways to figure these things out, Roman Reigns. But he can afford it, so God bless him. Anyways, he's wearing the nice shoes. He says he never wants to see Brock Lesnar or Paul Heyman ever again. And then, of course, they show up. And Heyman starts to talk, but Brock takes the mic from him. Brock being kind of short with Heyman, a little abrupt. Brock introduces himself as the WWE champion Paul Heyman style, which was awkward. Brock told Roman to acknowledge him. Brock wants to do champion versus champion match, title versus title. And Roman says, well, we do things on my time, and that's a good idea, but it's not my idea. This is SmackDown, and we're not going to do that. Roman says he doesn't do business with people who do business with trash like Paul Heyman, which upsets Heyman. He says, look, come on, don't say that. Don't talk like that to me, Roman. I'm the reason you held on to the title. I was protecting you. I was protecting you from Brock Lesnar. You were my tribal chief. I loved you, Roman, but you physically assaulted me and then fired me. Don't speak badly about me on top of all that, Roman. And Heyman gets emotional, you know? And then Brock, as Heyman's getting all emotional about how much he loves Roman and how hurt he is by Roman calling him trash, Brock tells Heyman to shut up. And then Roman says, hey, don't talk to him that way. So in that moment, Roman babyfaces. Heyman is, like, hurt. He's sad. The crowd is feeling bad for him, you know? And then Brock is like, shut up. And the crowd kind of pops. They're like, yeah, Heyman, shut up, you idiot. And then Roman's like, no, don't cheer for that. That's not right. Don't talk to him like that, Brock. Roman kind of a babyface in that moment. That was strange. And then Heyman, you know, Brock's like, Heyman tells Brock not to talk to Roman in like a harsh way. And then Brock tells Heyman to shut up again. And then Roman Superman punches Brock, and then he leaves. So Heyman inadvertently causes the distraction, which allows the Beast to get blindsided by the Tribal Chief with a Superman punch. And then Roman left. Kind of weird. Kind of a weird opening segment that positioned Roman as a much softer version of himself as the Tribal Chief. Like, without Heyman, he's now, like, a nicer guy. He doesn't want Brock to tell Heyman to shut up. I thought Roman didn't care about anybody or anything except himself and the Universal title. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to that, Roman?
Well, I think the idea of this was just to make you believe that Heyman, although he's with Brock, I think he really wants to still be with Roman Reigns. He didn't want to get fired. He just told the truth, and it cost him. But he actually still wants to be with Roman instead. And he kind of even said, too, that he thinks Roman could beat Brock. And that's where Brock kind of got mad, actually. So Brock was kind of justified because, like, Heyman was kind of putting Brock down a little bit. So
I
think the whole
Brock
idea
down?
Of this...
I don't get that. What do you mean he was putting Brock down?
Because he said, like, Roman could beat Brock.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I heard Heyman tell Roman that he was protecting Roman from Brock.
And he said he knew Roman could beat Brock. And Roman, and that's when Brock looked at him. He's like, what the heck?
Oh.
And then that's when he took the mic and, like, said, shut up. Like,
okay.
So, like, kind of justified, but also like Roman's for him, like you said, like a bit of a baby face. But again, I think it's done just to confuse you, where it's like, well, is Heyman going to turn on Brock? Is he going to side with Roman again? Or is this, again, just a ploy kind of thing? Like, I could see Heyman and Brock not getting along soon because it seems like that's falling apart already.
Right.
Because Brock likes to do promos by himself now.
It does seem like it's falling apart already. It does seem like they're not getting along, Heyman and Brock. Is Heyman going to go back with Roman Reigns? I think he might. I think he might. It was a weird
Well,
segment, and maybe they're also softening Roman Reigns so that he can be the babyface against Seth. Maybe they're just turning Roman at this point. Is that possible?
I don't know about that. I think they know people like Brock more. It's just, obviously with Heyman, it kind of makes it weird. So that's why I think that's why they're trying to actually get Heyman away from Brock, but slowly, not a bit, like, 'cause like it's a long time for WrestleMania. So a lot has to happen in between then. So I think this, again, slow progression, but again, just to kind of make you doubt how things could go. We still got the Rumble, probably another show in Saudi Arabia, and a lot of
Super chat,
SmackDowns
super
left.
chat, super chat. According to the WWE's official calendar, the Rumble is the last premium special event until WrestleMania. They don't technically have a show in Saudi Arabia, although that could pop up out of nowhere. You never
Right.
know. You never know. But, yeah, I don't know. What do you think about Seth? Sorry, I'm getting invaded. Uh-oh.
That's okay.
I'm getting
He likes watching
invaded
wrestling.
by
That's
the real
good.
Beast Incarnate over here. What are you doing, Beast Incarnate? Huh? Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, John. Let me ask you a question, and then I'm going to make this kid disappear.
Magic.
Yeah.
Like, flesh it out.
For WrestleMania, it's got to be Roman and Brock at this point, right?
Yeah, it's just the question now is it going to be title for title? Or is like one of them going to lose one of the matches and then win the Rumble?
Do you think it's title
It's
for
just.
title, or do one of those guys drop the belt, one of their belts, by Mania? Because with the Rumble, it's hard to do a title for title match at WrestleMania in the main event
Right.
if you have a Rumble winner. You know what I mean? Because you have two
Yep.
champions, and then the Rumble winner is supposed to face one of those champions. So how do you do title for title?
Yeah, no, 100%. And yet, Matthew, that is his son, by the way. Growing up quite a bit, 4 years old now. Pretty impressive. He knows a good talent, too, with the Bret Hart glasses. Pretty good. But, like, it's tough, like, when you think about it. Because, like, I feel Bobby Lashley could become the champion. And you could see Bobby Lashley be WWE champion. And then Brock goes on and wins the Rumble. And then faces Roman. I could see that easily happening, but I could also see it now where, maybe Roman, something's gonna happen with Seth, doesn't win, and then wins the Rumble and goes on and faces Brock. I mean, it could go either way. But personally, I want to see title versus title because I just want one world champion. I think two world titles is too much.
Yeah, but then there's always the problem of when they tour, and it's is it, you know, possible to sell a house show without the world champion on it, right? Because there's going to be one set of house shows with the world champion and one set of house shows without the world champion, and if they only have one
Right.
champion because they have a dual touring brand, or maybe they kill that and just do super shows, which I think they should do, really, for a house show. If you're going to give me a show that's not televised, give me your whole roster. Make it special. Because that way, I think you'll sell way more tickets.
Well, it's gonna be tough though, 'cause like SmackDown does live events when Raw's live, right?
Yeah, well, they
And I
should
think
stop.
vice versa.
They should stop, I'm
They
saying. They
should.
should do fewer live events. The live events they do should be like super shows with the whole roster. You should have one world champion and have him on both shows, and one women's champion and have her on both shows. Both TV shows, they work two TVs a week and, you know, a house show. They don't have to do that many live events. AEW does none, by the way, still.
Well, they did one. But you're right. It's,
yeah,
it's
one,
very,
I mean.
Was a special thing whenever they did. Yeah, it's,
Mm-hmm.
it doesn't usually happen. But like you kind of listed, like they have a bunch of champions already. I mean, you have other people. If you don't have the world champion on your show, there's enough champions to help
Super
fill up
chat,
the other
super
shows.
chat,
so
super chat.
I don't think you really need to have, you know, all these champions, because again, it devalues the championship. Like you say, it's better to have one women's world champion, one men's world champion, instead of just like always the same. Like maybe have it on, you know, SmackDown live shows, you have that one women's champion, and for the Raw one, you know, one men's champion, or vice versa, whatever.
Yep.
And then have the super shows on like the Saturday.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's where we should be headed with one champion, but I don't think the WWE is actually going to do it. And again, it's tough for them to set it up. If you do have Brock as the champion, Roman as a champion, they both go into WrestleMania. Well, one of those, you know, somebody else is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
and then that
Rumble's a problem.
And then whoever that is, like, say, whatever, for example, Sami Zayn wins the Royal Rumble. I mean, he's not gonna, but let's just say he does.
He's
right. Got a claim at, you know, let's say Austin Theory wins the Royal Rumble, or Johnny Knoxville, right? Like, they got a claim at the championship, which you never know. It could be Johnny Knoxville versus Brock versus Roman triple threat, I guess, for the Undisputed Championship of the WWE. They could do that. Shout out to Brian Firth dropping a super chat. Brian, we will look at that Impact Wrestling Heart to Kill card for you a little bit later in the show. We're just covering SmackDown right now, but we will get to that for you. And Harold Schneider also with a request. He wants a tour of the Johnny North merchandise that we have available at ringsidereport.net/shop, which we will get to as well for you. Harold, just hang on. Stay with us. We're just talking a little SmackDown right now, but we'll get to all your requests. If you have requests, you can drop a super chat, and we will get to it here on the show. Maybe not right away, but we will get to everything that you request for us right here tonight on Ringside Report Network, because it is your show. And if you have a super chat, you want to drop a couple bucks, we will talk about whatever you want us to talk about. Right here. Johnny!
Doug's Roman, right, by the way.
What did Doug say?
Huh? There's two championships for both brands. It's too much.
Yeah, there's too much. Like, there's two men's tag team champions, right? SmackDown and Raw. Unnecessary. Two women's tag... not women's tag team. There's only one women's tag team champion, which is weird because it's the only set of belts that only exists, you know, where the people can go on both shows. There's Raw and SmackDown tag champs. There's an Intercontinental champion and a United States champion. And there's a Universal champion and WWE champion. There's a Raw women's champion, a SmackDown women's champion. It's too much. It is too much.
And 24/7.
And the 24/7 champion, but that's mostly on Raw, and it's Dana Brooke, and it doesn't really matter. I wouldn't count that as one of the champions in WWE, but hey, give it to her. Why not for Dana Brooke? But it is too much. I would like one world champion. I just don't see the WWE going there right now. I don't know. I could be wrong. I would like it.
Well, I mean, we had the Intercontinental champion on tonight. And it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal as the opening match. So it just, you know, that should be a more important title. It should be the second most important title in WWE. And it feels like it's way on low on the list. So I think by unifying some championships, it would help elevate that title again.
I think I read something where the Intercontinental title hasn't been defended on pay-per-view since like WrestleMania or something. It's like so...
Makes sense.
It's been months. Shinsuke is the Intercontinental Champion. No one knows. Antoinette has been a member of the team for 12 months. Thank you, Antoinette. Sticking with us for a year. She says her son, Roy, noticed that Brock's belt didn't have side plates on it. Huh.
Well, because they weren't planning on him being champion, so
yeah, I guess they didn't have the plates ready for the WWE Championship for Brock. But hasn't he been champion before? They don't have old ones they could use? Oh, well.
Maybe they just don't keep them, I guess.
Riho and Ruby Soho. Soho and Riho. So Riho's just beat Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter in a tag team match. Britt and Jamie upset at each other after the match. But because Riho and Ruby have won tonight, definitely Ruby will be, Riho will not be winning tomorrow when she faces Britt Baker at Battle of the Belts, an AEW special. AEW's Battle of the Belts tomorrow night, Britt Baker versus Riho and Cody versus Sammy Guevara.
That was pulled, no?
Was it?
Well, apparently to our headlines, it says that Cody is pulled from that match.
Oh. Well, our headlines are ahead of me. I mean, I didn't know that. What happened? What happened? Is Cody okay?
We'll take the guess of COVID.
It's always a good guess. Dustin Rhodes will now face Sammy Guevara for the interim TNT title tomorrow night at Battle of the Belts. What?
Wow.
What does that mean? Interim?
We're going to have two TNT champions, I guess.
COVID protocol has sidelined Cody, according to Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful. So there's that. Wow.
Well, they're going to make something out of it. I don't agree with having the interim champion thing, whatever, but okay.
Well, if Cody is the champion and he can't be on the show, I don't know, put Dustin Rhodes in a five-way for somebody else's belt. See, they don't have that many belts. That's the problem. When you have a show called Battle of the Belts, you need belts. They don't have a lot of champions on this show. Get Hangman. Say, Hangman, you have to wrestle again. I don't know.
I would have got Ricky Starks defending the championship against Sammy Guevara.
Ricky Starks defending his FTW belt? Is Ricky Starks hurt? Does he wrestle?
Like, he's there. Did he not do stuff on Dynamite?
Commentary. He doesn't get physical. He stands
on
around.
Rampage, but I thought on Dynamite he did something. Did he not?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's weird what's going on with him. I don't know if they're just being safe with it, I guess, or not. But neck issues, it can always be something.
Well, that's
Dan
a weird
Lambert
one.
Promo. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
I don't know
what happened with that.
I didn't listen to it. I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I was already not caring at all about this Battle of the Belt special, but you take Cody off of it and you replace it with Dustin for an interim TNT title with Sammy Guevara. Like, I mean, Sammy will win. Sammy will be the interim champion. Cody will come back. He'll beat Sammy to unify the belts. And who cares?
Well, here's a good question. Someone brought it up in the comments. Is this even going to be on TSN? Like, I didn't notice if it was or not.
Probably not. Probably on the app like Rampage is.
Well, that's a bummer.
I don't know. I don't know TSN's schedule.
A lot of sports are getting canceled now. I mean, they should have spot instead of playing like the same game, whatever, on like four different channels. But they usually do that, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they do. You know, whatever. I'm not here to talk about TSN. You know how I feel about TSN, John. I'm not here to go on and on about how much I don't respect the thing. But
I agree that they should air more wrestling. That's all. Like,
yeah,
you have
of course.
Wrestling, air it.
Of course, if you have rights to it, put it on TV. What are you waiting for? Why are you putting it on your app? Why are you sticking us with, C-level soccer or whatever you put on? Right? Like, it's just like B-level football, C-level soccer, darts. I don't know. I mean, no offense to darts. I know darts are very important to Wally. Shout out to Wally, but over here, we don't really watch darts. When we see darts on TV, we're like, what the hell is darts doing on TV? In, like, England and Ireland and all sorts of places, you know, other places in the world, darts is a very popular sport. But here, not so much. Sami Zayn, talking about his match with Rick Boogs, runs into Johnny Knoxville, who says he's here to talk to management about entering the Royal Rumble. And Sammy tells Johnny Knoxville that he's not qualified to be a wrestler. This isn't a Jackass, and he shouldn't be in the Royal Rumble. It's kind of a weird promo.
He said he doesn't have enough technical wrestling. I wonder if a lot of people in WWE have enough technical wrestling to be wrestlers, but whatever.
Yeah. Sami Zayn, I wouldn't really consider a technical wrestler.
But he can pull it out. I mean, he hasn't really shown it. I feel injuries kind of like slowed him down a lot, but he can.
He's not like a grappler. You know, he's not like a grappler. He's more like a, you know, like he's not like Bryan Danielson. He's not like a Dean Malenko. He's not that style. He's not like a mat-based technician. All right. I don't know. I haven't seen that much from him in that way. But, like, he's a good high flyer and stuff. He's got some good moves he can bump, but I don't see him as, like, a technical wrestler. That's not... I would put him more in a high flyer category than a technical wrestler.
I think that's where he shines, but I think it's a lot like with a lot of wrestlers. Like, as they get older, they just focus on, you know, the stuff that's going to get people popping, right?
Yeah. Instead well, for him, like, it's the personality. The personality is really working, and you could tell WWE believes in this guy. They keep putting him in situations with the celebrities. You know, they had him last year with Logan Paul, or maybe Sammy booked himself into that thing with Logan Paul, really, from just pushing it on Twitter. That may have been Sammy starting that whole thing up himself, which is pretty damn impressive. And now with Johnny Knoxville, they're throwing him in there with Sammy, and I'm sure it's not going to end with that promo and the little interaction that they had when Rick Boogs beat Sami Zayn with a small package. Sami was distracted by just talking to Shinsuke Nakamura ringside. Shinsuke didn't really do anything, but Sami walks into the ring and gets rolled up 1-2-3 and loses. If you can't beat the champion sidekick when you have an upcoming title match, why should we believe you're going to beat the champion? Except for the fact that the champion has basically been booked at this point. Like, it started Rick Boogs was Shinsuke's backup, and now it seems like Shinsuke's Rick Boogs' backup. So maybe Shinsuke is the backup, and he'll lose. You know, Sammy can't beat Rick Boogs because Rick Boogs is the main guy, but he'll beat Shinsuke for the Intercontinental Championship, which is like, what? Why is that the case? That doesn't seem correct.
It doesn't, but I feel like that's what's going to happen, though. And I also feel like Sammy might get his revenge on Johnny Knoxville in the Rumble. I think he's probably going to eliminate him.
You think Sammy will eliminate Johnny Knoxville? I think Johnny Knoxville might eliminate Sammy. Or maybe Sammy eliminates Johnny Knoxville, leading to Sammy versus Johnny Knoxville at WrestleMania.
I guess. I don't think that's really a good match. I think just having him around is fine, kind of like what you saw last year WrestleMania, just an appearance, a match, so it's a little too much. WrestleMania is long enough. We don't need wasting our time matches.
Yeah, that's what you said about Bad Bunny, and then he stole the show. I think Johnny Knoxville could have a match at WrestleMania, and him and Sami Zayn, especially if they had some time to practice beforehand, they could do a pretty good match. Give me Knoxville versus Sami at WrestleMania, all right? What else is Sammy going to do at WrestleMania? I'd say give it to Sammy. Well, I think that would be a high-profile match. I think that would be the, Intercontinental Champion? If he does that, it'll be before Mania.
Yeah, and he'll have to defend the title. I mean, if he's going to defend the title against Knoxville, I guess it's for publicity, sure. But, again, not much of a match.
Oh, that's possible. Sammy versus Johnny Knoxville for the Intercontinental title. I mean, before I was booking Johnny Knoxville in a triple threat with Brock and Roman for the Undisputed Championship. Maybe they pull an Arquette and put the belt on Knoxville.
I wouldn't put it past them. They've done crazier things. You know, a 10-year-old was champion, so.
Yeah. With whoever that guy was, I forget. Braun Strongman, Braun Breaker, whatever. Ray Cruz saying Johnny Knoxville is the Batman in a James Bond movie. Why is he there? Drop in my my brother's analogy. Doug Hepburn says Ben's Batman analogy is good. He dropped that. That's become famous. People are like quoting that now in the chat. I've seen since day one when my brother said, you know, Brock Lesnar showing up in this Fatal Five Way was kind of like having Batman swoop in a James Bond movie and then like solve the crime. It's like, why are you here? Well, how come Brock Lesnar's WWE champion? Where did you come from? You're not in this story. And now everybody else dropping it. Everybody using the analogy. That's a Ben Simon original. It's pretty good.
That's why he's on the show.
That's why I bring him on. Because he drops those gems, baby. Sometimes he falls asleep, but, you know, he's dropping gems.
It's good. Like, again, not wrong. It just, it actually seems like it's more entertaining when you have Batman in these Bond movies, because it's actually a better movie now.
You think Batman movies are better than James Bond movies?
No, I'm saying put Batman in the Bond movie because, like, apparently it works.
No, I'm asking you about James Bond and Batman now. I'm talking to them separately. Pick one.
Oof. That's tough.
I don't really want to see either.
What are we talking about?
I'm not really interested in either. But I would say I would pick James Bond over Batman. Just cooler.
It's tough. Because the eras, I mean, early Bond wasn't that cool. Later Bond definitely got cooler.
Well, if you're picking video games, though, easily James Bond. There's never been a Batman video game as good as GoldenEye. Never.
I did like Arkham. Arkham was pretty good.
GoldenEye, baby? Mean, come on, man. That's original, I mean, classic.
For multiplayer, sure.
Hard to beat
like,
GoldenEye.
For the actual story, Arkham has a great story.
I don't care about anybody's thoughts about James Bond and who's the best James Bond. For me, Pierce Brosnan all day, because he was in GoldenEye, man. That game was so good. Pierce Brosnan, best James Bond. I know very few people agree with me, but I don't care. Guy was in GoldenEye.
He was very good. I won't deny that. Roger Moore, too, was also very good.
Whatever. I never saw Sean Connery on the cover of a Nintendo 64 video game. I saw Pierce Brosnan. He was on the cover of my GoldenEye.
Did they not have an Indiana Jones game? I could be mistaken.
That wasn't Sean Connery. It was Harrison Ford.
He was in Indy 3.
I don't know if they had one for 64, John. Don't mess with me. God damn. John's starting to confuse me again. Anyways, after Sammy loses to Rick Boogs, Sammy starts yelling at Shinsuke, and then Johnny Knoxville creeps up behind Sammy and dumps him over the top rope, and then the Jackass music plays, and Sammy's kind of smiling. I think he's smiling at that, you know, the Jackass music is playing and Johnny Knoxville just dumped him over the top rope. Sammy's like roughly our age, you know? He grew up watching Jackass and stuff like that, I'm sure, so to see Johnny Knoxville dump him over the top rope and then that music hit, when I heard that music, I was like, oh, yeah, that Jackass music is classic. And then the ring announcer says, Johnny Knoxville has now qualified for the Royal Rumble, which is like, what? How did that happen? But, hey, you know, anything can happen in the WWE, pal. Expect the unexpected. That was unexpected.
You know what's funny? It's funny they're promoting a Jackass movie, and I think Darby Allin's in it. So that's kind of interesting, WWE's doing that. But, I mean,
is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Darby Allin's in the movie, but wow. You know, it's not whatever. They're still going to promote her anyway. It's just because Darby Allin's got a spot in the movie. It doesn't really matter. It's just interesting. He's actually in the movie, though. Like, and WWE's promoting the movie.
Huh. New Day cut a backstage promo about their match with the Usos. It was real goofy. This King Woods gimmick it's not working. It's not working. The British stuff, the King stuff, the Royal stuff. He's more like the Wiz on Seinfeld than like a King Booker type character. You know, he's like a joke of a king. Remember the Wiz? I'm the Wiz. I'm the Wiz. Nobody beats me. You know, he's got the smile. Elaine gets confused because she thinks she's in love with him, but really she's just seen him on the commercial a bunch of times. He's the Wiz. Nobody beats him. You remember that? know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
Big E would know what I'm talking about. Big E would get the reference, and Big E, my friend, your friend Xavier Woods is more like the Wiz than a king. And it's disappointing. It's not working. WWE's not helping them. I mean, they keep losing to the Usos. They lost to the Usos at day one, and then again here tonight, they lose to the Usos.
Yeah, this was probably my least favorite part of SmackDown. But SmackDown was good, but I'm not a big fan of this Usos New Day stuff. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad Usos won, and that's it for New Day. Because I don't really want to see this ever again, to be honest. Like, I'm done with this feud. They've wrestled so many times against each other, and to me, it reached its peak like years ago already. We don't need to see this ever again.
Wasn't this the best match we saw, though?
I don't know. I thought Charlotte's match was good.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Naomi, I thought that was good.
I thought this was better.
I mean, again, I hate it when street fights start with tags. It's just so stupid, and it's like, well, now it's just a fight, and it's like, no kidding. Like, it should have been a fight from the start.
Yeah, they gave up on the tags pretty quick. But I like the match. What's with the Usos using the 3D as their finish? They did a 3D through a table on the New Day as the finish tonight on Kofi to beat him. 3D right. Through the table. D-Von, get the tables. If I didn't know better, I would say they're setting up the Usos for a match against the Dudleys. Like, what's going on?
That's fine. That's cool. I mean,
it's not going to
give
happen.
Us a WrestleMania moment. It probably won't happen. No, but you know what? It's probably going to be D-Von's sons because they were at the recent tryout in WWE. So maybe it's that.
Not for Mania.
No, not for Mania, but like down the road.
And that's why they're starting to do the 3D now? Doubtful.
I mean, that's really the best thing they can do unless they're actually going to bring back D-Von and Bubba, but that seems doubtful too.
I think it's just a good AJ. I think, yeah, what's up, AJ? I think there's just a good heel finish because the double splash off the top people like, you know, you pop for. The 3D, it's like, oh, it's more of like a ooh than a oh, you know? It's just a better finish.
It's quicker too.
Yeah, it's a better, quicker tag finish for the Usos. You know, it's just a classic 3D. Whereas the double splash off the top was, like, too enjoyable for the fans. Too much of a babyface finish, possibly. This is a better finish, but it's just, you know, obviously the Dudley Boys finishing move. This was better
match.
Well,
it's changed up, too.
Sorry, go ahead. Change. Yeah.
Just
well, that's
it.
Up. You got to evolve, right? Can't do the same thing all the time.
Yeah, they call it the 1D, by the way, too. Yeah, because it's their own little thing.
Yeah, well, whatever. We know what it's really called. I don't care. They can call Becky Lynch's move the manhandle slam, but it's a rock bottom. It doesn't matter. Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin, they did a Happy Talk segment. Drew McIntyre was not there. They showed the beating that they gave Drew McIntyre, or Madcap was not there right away. He came out dressed as Drew McIntyre and making fun of Drew. Doing a decent Scottish accent, I'll give him that. I thought the whole segment was terrible, except for the accent. I thought Madcap did a decent Drew McIntyre impression. The problem is the meat of the thing, what they were actually saying, was just awful, and I did want it to end.
Right. Well, thankfully it did end. But
decent Scottish accent. Right? Did you not think the accent was pretty good? We've heard a lot of bad accents in WWE. I was kind of impressed with Madcap's Scottish accent.
I was like, you know, usually they're bad, like, intentionally. And it's like, well, this isn't really that bad, to be honest. And it's like, it kind of ruins it almost in a sense where it's like, I thought you're just supposed to be bad at everything here, but this is actually somewhat decent the way he's doing that.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, what's written is terrible, so.
Yeah.
I guess it evens out for that.
And then they just beat the Viking Raiders pretty quick. Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin beat the Viking Raiders. Madcap hits his punchline finisher on Eric for the pinfall. Did Ivar even get in that match?
I think for a little bit. Not very long, though. A couple seconds. And yeah. That's TV time, man. That's what's going to happen. But Madcap, I don't know why he wears a shirt all the time. He really shouldn't. He's in amazing shape.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they hide that. It makes no sense. Like, on pay-per-view, he wore a shirt. It made no sense.
He's one of the most jacked guys they have. He's so cut. It's ridiculous. Crazy shape.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd ever cover that. Like, you want to showcase that. I mean, I got to keep the suspenders for the gimmick, whatever. I don't know if it's much of a gimmick, but it's his look. But, yeah, you got to make sure no shirt. Come on. There's a reason you work out, to showcase it.
That's right. Take that shirt off, baby. Johnny North wants to see the goods.
I think Vince would like that. No, Vince loves that stuff.
Of course.
Vinny, by the way.
Who won this this match here? It was 2.0 and Daniel Garcia against Eddie Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz. The match ended. They were beating up Eddie Kingston after the match. Jericho has made the save. Who won? Did you see who actually won?
I think I'm about to see the finish, unless the match has already ended for me as well, too, because they're just brawling right now, right?
Yeah, it's a street
fight. I see 2.0 in the ring.
It's kind of a mess.
It is very messy what's going on, but it looks like Santana Ortiz just got the pin on 2.0.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Eddie Kingston and Santana and Ortiz won, but then they got beat up after the match, but then Jericho saved them.
I feel like we've seen this before, too. Isn't this deja vu? Like,
yeah. This episode of Rampage was not great. Rampage as a whole, as a wrestling show, it's not great. It's not really a show you need to watch.
It's got to be tough to watch live, too. I mean, you go through Dynamite, and then you have Rampage. I mean, it's a long night, and, like, usually Dynamite's a better show, and then you have, like, a lesser show afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough watch.
Is there anything?
They really should have Rampage live instead.
Anything worthwhile on Rampage tonight? Anything.
Like, I didn't mind Adam Cole and Jake Atlas. It seemed fine for what it was, but that was about it.
SmackDown was better.
Well, by far, easily.
Yeah.
SmackDown was a very good show. It may have been, you know, like Bryan and Hangman was probably the match of the week, but mm-hmm. SmackDown may have been the show of the week.
Raw was pretty good this week, John. I'll say Raw, maybe. Raw was pretty good.
Wow. That's rare.
I don't know. Dynamite was a good show this week, though. Dynamite is going to be hard to beat. Dynamite had some good stuff this week. Rampage is definitely not the show of the week. Dynamite was good. We had a lot of stuff happen on Dynamite. Jade Cargill, you know, Bryan versus Hangman. I still say Dynamite was better than SmackDown.
SmackDown was very eventful tonight. Very eventful. I mean, really shapes up the Rumble pretty good right now.
Yeah. Raw was not bad this week. We had the Alpha Academy beating Randy and Riddle.
Riddle.
It was amazing. We had a four-way, Bobby. Whoa. We had Bobby, Big E, Kevin, and Seth in a four-way. On Raw? Again, Seth in a losing effort on Raw. Seth in a losing effort at day one. Then all of a sudden, he's facing Roman Reigns for the Universal title at the Royal Rumble. He's just not that believable as the winner, unless, of course, he does win. Raw was eventful, though, man.
Yeah,
you had Omos beating AJ Styles. You know, like, a lot of stuff happened on Raw. Miz and Maryse versus Beth Phoenix and Edge got set up for the Royal Rumble. Vince McMahon did a promo. Dolph Ziggler and Damian Priest had a hell of a match. Raw might have been the show of the week. I don't know. Dynamite, Raw, SmackDown. Overall, I don't care what you think was your favorite show this week. Good week in professional wrestling. We started the year off strong. Every company started strong.
Well, it's good. I just hope they can keep that consistency. That's the huge thing. Can they do it week in, week out? Oh, I hope they can.
Yeah. Heading into the Royal Rumble, though, for the WWE, this is their season. This is what they're doing. And Charlotte Flair, of course, cutting an in-ring promo tonight, revealing a lot of the participants for the Women's Royal Rumble match. I think about, nearly 20 that she announced?
Oh, I thought 10, but okay, wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 18, 19. 19 participants wow. have been made official in that promo video. Most of them made official there. Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H., the Bella Twins, Brie and Nikki will be in the Royal Rumble. There goes my hopes of having Brian's wife, Brie Bella, come into AEW and help him win the AEW World Championship. I thought that would have got major heat.
Well, that's not true. It could still happen. I mean, look at Christian went from Rumble to AEW.
I would love to see it. I think that would get major heat for Brian if his wife helped him win to beat Hangman. But his wife will be in the Royal Rumble, as will her sister, Nikki Bella. The Bella Twins, back in action. You can look, but you can't touch. Shotzi is going to be in the Rumble. Natalia Neidhart will be in the Rumble. Mrs. Taker, Michelle McCool, one half of Lay Cool, will be in the Royal Rumble. She a WWE Hall of Famer? I think so.
Not yet? That's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
She will be. Is she a WWE Hall of Famer? Michelle McCool, WWE Hall of Fame. I think she is. But maybe not. I thought they put her in the Hall of Fame.
You would think, right? There's a lot of them when you really think about it. It's like, yeah, they should be in the Hall of Fame. Nope. Lex Luger should be in the Hall of Fame. Not.
Yeah, I don't think Michelle McCool is in the Hall of Fame. I guess she's not yet in the Hall of Fame, but she will be at some point. Anyways, she's going to be in the Royal Rumble. Dana Brooke will be in the Rumble. Carmella, Zelina Vega, Tamina, Kelly Kelly coming back to the WWE. Summer Rae as well making her return. Kind of surprised to see her coming back. Naomi, Shayna Baszler, Lita once again coming back. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Seeing she's definitely in the Hall of Fame. And Aaliyah, who has been gone for a while. She had that match where she threw up on herself and hasn't been on SmackDown since. Now they're putting her in the Rumble.
Well, no, we've seen her in backstage segments.
Yeah, but not wrestling. Anyways, she'll be a participant in this Rumble. And Mickie James, who is the current Impact Women's Champion. She had that controversy where her stuff was sent to her in a garbage bag, and she's done an all-women's pay-per-view for the NWA. She's been doing a lot of things, and she's also going to be in the Royal Rumble. And Mickie was the biggest story, for sure, coming out of that announcement of the Rumble participants. And, of course, the Queen, Charlotte Flair, despite the fact that she is the SmackDown Women's Champion, also in the Royal Rumble. And she says she's going to be the first person to win the Rumble and then choose their opponent for WrestleMania. Which, you think that's going to happen? I don't.
Well,
maybe.
The thing about Charlotte, like, every time I think she's in the Rumble, like, she's always in, like, the final, like, few. Like, if not the final two, the final three or four or something like that. So, like, she's not going to win, but she's going to have a strong performance regardless. Wouldn't be surprised if, like, she's the first and then, like, she's one of the last ones to be eliminated. They need people. They don't have enough people.
She won the 2020 Royal Rumble. I doubt she wins this one.
Right.
Right? I doubt she wins this one.
Every other year, she always does well. I think the first Rumble, when Becky won, she was, like, in the final two. The year prior, like, when Bianca won, it was her and Rhea at the end, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Charlotte's going to be in it and it won't be a big deal. Like, Charlotte will be a force in the Rumble because she's Charlotte. She's one of the biggest stars ever. She's the greatest of all time. Naomi interrupted Charlotte. She wanted a match. Charlotte says, "What have you done to deserve a title shot?" And Naomi slapped her. And then Charlotte charged at Naomi and fell out of the ring. And then we come back and we're in a match. It's Charlotte versus Naomi. Sonya Deville shows up mid-match to announce that this can't be won by countout. This match cannot end by countout. Okay. And then later on, she says, "Oh, this match is now no disqualification." And Charlotte was happy about this, but Naomi was mad. Which, I mean, it's no disqualification for both of you. Why? That made no sense. Like, I understand, okay, Sonya's a heel, and she's saying something, and Charlotte is the heel, so she's going to be happy about it, and Naomi has to be mad, but couldn't Naomi be like, "Oh, cool, no DQ, so I'm going to go get a chair and hit Charlotte in the face, and maybe I'll beat her." Like, it works for Naomi, too.
Well, she got mad about the count out because Charlotte wasn't going to make the count back.
Yes.
And then that's when Sonya came out.
Okay.
And the DQ thing was because, like, Naomi got the ropes when she was in the figure four.
Yeah.
And the rope break, you have to do a rope break, but if it's no DQ, you don't have to do a rope break.
So yeah.
That's why she's like, "Oh, damn, she puts me in that move again. I can't get the rope anymore. It doesn't matter."
But she had already broken the hold with the rope.
Right, but she couldn't do that again if that happened to her again.
So Naomi is such a weak baby face that she needs the rope break because she knows Charlotte's going to put her in the hold again? Like, why can't Naomi be a strong baby face and say, "Yeah, all right, fine. I'm going to go grab this chair. I'm going to hit Charlotte. I'm going to hit Sonya." You know, if Sonya interfered in the match, like if Sonya hit Naomi with a chair, allowing Charlotte to win, then you could say, okay, I understand why Naomi was mad, because Sonya doesn't like her and Sonya helped Charlotte win. Fine. But that's not what happened. Charlotte didn't have to cheat to win. None of that happened. Charlotte just hit her natural selection, pinned Naomi, clean, middle of the ring. No cheating. Nothing.
Well, no, it did make Naomi look like she just got annoyed and she got frustrated kind of thing, and she got distracted, and that's kind of what happened. I mean, if you think about it, Charlotte doesn't need a big reason to beat Naomi, so I think it's fine the way it was done. They continued the story that Sonya's trying to still mess with Naomi, and Charlotte wins. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Why do they have to continue this Sonya Deville Charlotte or Naomi story? Why did that have to continue? Why was any of this happening? I think that this was just a big waste of time.
I mean, besides the Roman and Brock and Heyman, this is like the second biggest thing they have going on in SmackDown.
That tells me something.
Sadly, yes.
Right? Ouch. Well, that's SmackDown, John. I think we've covered everything here on the Down of Smack. Decent show tonight. WWE is coming out strong after day one. They've got the Rumble coming up. The Rumble's the lead off to WrestleMania. We're in WrestleMania season, baby. It's happening. It's the road to WrestleMania. I like it.
It's good. I mean, we get good television. I have no problem with that. Just keep it consistent. That's the thing. And that's what makes Raw difficult, because it's 3 hours. It's not easy to have consistently good 3 hours every week. SmackDown, I think it's more manageable, but Raw, it's tough. I mean, they have to make it so star-studded. You need to have AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar, and I guess to some extent Seth Rollins.
Like, Becky Lynch.
You need the Becky Lynch. Like, you need that star power
so
much more on Raw, because SmackDown, you only need a couple, really, and you can get by.
You need, you know, you got Charlotte and Roman. That's the show, basically, every week. Charlotte, Roman, and whatever else you got. Little Sammy, little whatever, you know? You throw in some extras, but basically the show is 1 hour is about Charlotte, the other hour is about Roman, and bingo banco, you got yourself a decent wrestling show. Because you got two big stars.
For the most part, you know? I'll give the Usos a lot of credit, like...
Of course.
They're kind of needed.
There's a lot of, you know, good supporting characters. The Usos, the New Day... So many good supporting characters, but really, the stars of the show, we know who they are. Seth getting a shot to be a star again. That's a big deal for him. He's getting a shot to be another one of the main guys. If he beats Roman, like, whoa. even if Brock is the one that costs Roman the match, like, whatever. If Seth walks into WrestleMania as Universal Champion, that's massive for Seth, given where he's been in the past couple of years. When's the last time Seth has been a world champion?
It's been a while. I think the last time was what, like before his thing with The Fiend, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
So right, I when think he
it
dropped...
was in 2019, no?
Right. He dropped it to The Fiend in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yep.
Right. Yeah, so it's been, you know, since 2019. It was... When did he drop
Probably
it to
November
The Fiend?
November of 2019.
Yeah, something like that. It's been a long time. So this is his shot to step back up into the main event scene. And I think Seth Rollins more than Bobby Lashley makes sense as a champion going into WrestleMania. So if either guy is going to drop the belt, I think it's Roman and not Brock at the Royal Rumble.
Well, that's the power of Seth Rollins, where it's like, you know, you wouldn't think a guy just out of nowhere could win the title. But Seth Rollins, he's pushed enough that, and they believe in him enough that they give him the championship just like that. So, however, again, it's Roman, so it could easily go the other way as well. It's interesting, but I'd still go with Roman in the end.
That's why this match is always interesting, because Seth and Roman are two of the most protected guys in the WWE. And yes, Seth has lost a lot of the matches, way more matches than Roman has. But You know that Seth is still one of these guys that is highly respected and regarded in the WWE. He's one of their guys, right? He's in the big six. Didn't we name a top six or seven guys? Like, I think Seth and Roman were the only two men in the top six of the main roster performers that you couldn't live without type of deal. Like Seth, or maybe I think Randy was there too. Like Seth, Roman, Randy, Becky, Sasha, Charlotte. Everybody else could be fired tomorrow and it wouldn't matter. But those are the main six that the WWE needs and will have as the cornerstones of their company. Becky, Charlotte, Sasha, Seth, Roman, Randy. Everybody else is expendable. Those are the stars of the show. And now Seth is getting another shot to come back to really where he should be, as one of the stars of the show.
And he's one of the few believable guys that can actually beat Roman, who have actually beaten Roman on pay-per-view relatively clean. So, like, this is actually very interesting. Again, I thought this could have been a WrestleMania match. The fact that you get it at the Rumble, it's kind of like WrestleMania coming early. But again, I understand it's a stadium show. You need a big match, and it's Roman. It just feels like heel versus heel. I don't know if you do a title change with that, though.
We'll see. They have to do something with Brock and Roman heading into Mania. Again, with both of them as the champion, you figure that will be the match, Brock versus Roman at Mania. I don't think they do champion versus champion, because then who does the winner of the Royal Rumble face? So I think somebody's got to drop a belt.
Well, they weren't supposed to be in this situation in the first place, right? So that's what makes it so interesting. Really, anything can happen at this point, because this was not the original plan.
Unless Sami Zayn wins the Royal Rumble, goes completely crazy, he wins the Intercontinental Championship before the Rumble, he wins the Royal Rumble, and then decides to challenge, you know, Damian Priest for the U.S. title to unify the U.S. and Intercontinental Championships, because Brock and Roman are unifying the main belts, so he wants to unify too. I mean, they could do that. You know, Sami's like, well, I don't want to face Brock or Roman, that's scary, so I'm just going to face Damian Priest, I guess. Or Dana Brooke, you know, I don't know.
I don't know about that, but again,
imagine,
we'll wait and see what happens.
Championship of their choice. Vince did tell Austin Theory, you get a shot at WrestleMania at the champion of your choice. He never said world champion, never said WWE or Universal. Vince said on Raw, you win the Rumble, you get a shot at the main event of WrestleMania against a champion of your choice. It does not have to be one of the main champions. Austin Theory could win the Rumble and challenge Dana Brooke for the 24/7 title in the main event of WrestleMania, or a main event of WrestleMania. You know, they call, you know, there's only one match that goes on last, but for some reason, every WrestleMania has like eight main events. This is one of the main events of WrestleMania. It's like, yeah, but it's just one of the matches at WrestleMania. And you're calling it a main event, so it sounds more important. But we know the truth. It's one of the matches at WrestleMania.
Also two nights.
Yeah, so you can have a main event for one night. Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to tell me Austin Theory, Dana Brooke is the closer for either night of WrestleMania, I mean, please no. Get out of here with that. But, you know, you could switch it around with a winner of the Rumble says, you know, I won the Rumble by fluke. You know, I don't really want to face Brock or Roman. I'd rather face, like what if Sami Zayn wins the Intercontinental title before the Rumble? Johnny Knoxville somehow winds up winning the Rumble. You know, you have a deal where, you know, Finn Balor and, I don't know, Apollo Crews, they both tumble over the top rope. Johnny Knoxville's cowering in the corner. He finds himself alone in the ring and realizes, oh, shit, I just won the Royal Rumble. And then he's like, well, I don't want to face Brock or Roman, but I think I could beat that Sami Zayn guy. And then you do Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania. Johnny Knoxville wins the Rumble. Makes sense that he wouldn't want to challenge the scary guys. He'll go after Sammy, who he's already in a feud with. It could happen. It's a workaround.
Yeah. I mean, there's many different ways they could do this. They could have the winner of the Rumble get the shot beforehand, just on like a random show. Again, possibly they do Saudi Arabia, do it there. It's kind of like a WrestleMania in a sense, the atmosphere. So
yeah.
It would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because we're going in like uncharted waters in a sense with this, so a lot could happen here.
Makes the Rumble more interesting. Must watch.
Makes everything more interesting.
Must see. I know, Matthew.
The Rumble was my
Johnny Knoxville's
last
not,
year. So.
Johnny Knoxville's not winning. Yeah, Rumble could be good this year. It's coming up on the 29th of the month. We're not that far away. There's only three more weeks of TV before we get there. Three more Raws.
It's on a Saturday too, right?
Three more SmackDowns. Yeah, it's a Saturday night. The only Saturday night that the UFC isn't doing anything. Well, they're not doing anything this Saturday, but then next Saturday they have a show. The Saturday after they have a show. The Saturday after that, it's the Rumble. And then the Saturday after that, the UFC's back in action. So I wonder if the UFC took the night off or the Rumble. I don't know.
But I think it just worked out that way.
Yeah, works out well for me because now I can watch the Rumble and not have to watch the UFC as well. Although, whatever, I would have done both. Royal Rumble coming up on the 29th. It's going to be interesting. Brock versus Bobby. Roman versus Seth. All those legends coming back. Mickie James, the Bella Twins, Lita, Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, Summer Rae. All announced for the Royal Rumble. That's right. Summer Rae is a legend of the ring. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Miz and Maryse in a mixed tag team match. Men's Rumble, Women's Rumble. It's a good pay-per-view so far. They've booked it pretty strong. Like, there's no weak points here. Edge and Beth versus Miz and Maryse. Fine. Roman versus Seth for the belt. Fine. Becky versus either Bianca Doudrop or Liv Morgan. You know, whatever. Brock versus Bobby, yes. Women's Rumble, Men's Rumble. It's good stuff.
Well, it seems like it's going to be a long show, but it's the Rumble. Those shows are usually a bit longer, so you kind of understand that. But, you know, again, last year's Rumble was fine. So, I mean, if it's a long show, as long as it's good, it kind of makes up for it.
Yeah, I hope it's not like a five-hour wrestling extravaganza again, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, think about it. Two Rumble matches, so that's 2 hours right there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, we had some requests, John. Brian Firth wanted us to take a look at the Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill pay-per-view that's going on tomorrow night.
Well, this will be interesting.
Ooh, Jonathan Gresham versus Chris Sabin for the Ring of Honor world title on this show.
That's a nice thing to have.
I'm into anything Jonathan Gresham does. You want to talk about technical wrestlers? That's a technical wrestler. My goodness. One of the best. He is brilliant to watch. I love him. So yeah, I'm into that. I'll probably watch this show tomorrow night. There's no, the AEW show, but there's no MMA tomorrow night. So I'll be looking for something to watch. I'll watch this Impact show. Jonathan Gresham's on it. I'll be watching. I like that. He's the Ring of Honor world champion, and he's defending it in other promotions. I think that's cool. A 10-man hardcore war. Sounds greasy. Sorry, what?
Well, I was just going to say ROH is kind of shut down in a sense, so.
Yeah.
Him defending the title elsewhere is all he can really do at this point.
Well, that's cool, though. Like, it's cool that Ring of Honor shut down, but at least, you know, their champion is out there defending the belt, like keeping the company alive in a way, right? It seems like Ring of Honor will come back at some point because they have a champion who's keeping it going, and it's like, okay, it's not gone. It's still around, and it'll come back in one form or another one day.
Well, let's remember, he's one of the ROH world champions because Bandino never lost the championship to him. He got COVID. So they both have titles. Let's say world champion.
Okay. Is Bandito defending it too?
I believe he's defending on other shows.
Huh. Interesting. Well, don't they have a show, like a real Ring of Honor show, where they're going to come back, like WrestleMania weekend? So maybe they do a unification then?
Possibly. I didn't see anything about that, but wait and see.
I thought that's when they were coming back. Like, they were planning to do a show like WrestleMania week when all those people converge in one place to do wrestling shows and give each other COVID type of thing. You know the deal.
Possibly. Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah. 10-man hardcore war, John. You know about that. Eddie Edwards, okay. Rich Swann, Willie Mack, Heath Slater, and Rhino versus the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson, and Violent by Design, which is the team of Eric Young, Diener, Cody Diener, and Joe Doring.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. That doesn't really grab my attention.
Well, it's one of the, you know, they have those matches every now and then in Impact. I mean, it's fine. It's just the usual brawl kind of match. It's nothing like, you know, blow you away, but it should be decent.
Josh Alexander goes one-on-one with Jonah. Oh, Jonah's Bronson Reed, former NXT guy.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Inaugural Knockouts Ultimate X match. Winner will become the number one contender for the Impact's Knockouts champion. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
A women's Ultimate X match. This could be interesting.
Sounds scary.
Alicia Edwards, Chelsea Green, Jordan Grace, right. Lady Frost, Rosemary, and Tasha Steelz.
Okay.
It could be worth watching. It could be fun. Well, it could be terrible. It could be a mess.
For the potential car crash, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think it's worth watching just to see how badly this goes. Ultimate X matches are always hit or miss. And if you miss real bad. Trey Miguel defending the Impact X Division Championship against Steve Macklin. If Macklin loses, he can no longer challenge for the title as long as Miguel is champion. I don't care about that at all. I mean, whatever. It's all right, I guess. Trey Miguel's pretty good.
He's pretty good. I mean, he wasn't as good as Jeremy Proffitt when Jeremy Proffitt beat him last year, but he's a decent hand.
Yeah. Mickey James against Deonna Purrazzo in a Texas death match for the Impact Knockouts Championship. Out of everything that I've talked about so far, that's the match I'm looking forward to the most. That's the only match where I said, oh, yeah, that'll be pretty good. Texas death match, James Purrazzo, that'll be good.
Yeah, it should be good. I don't know if Mickey James is going to lose the title, though, because it feels like she's got a lot of like hype on her right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like her losing title. This is one of their bigger pay-per-views, so I don't think her losing title right now would be best for them.
I have no idea. I don't follow their stories, so I'm just a casual.
I'm just going off the hype right now. She's got the most talk right now of anybody in Impact, no?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But does Impact always make the best moves to capitalize on the hype? I don't know.
Oof, yeah, that's a good question.
Right? I don't know. How did they capitalize off the Kenny Omega stuff last year? Have they capitalized?
I mean, he had his moments, you know. He had good matches, did he not?
Yeah, but
his match with Rich Swann was
is Impact good. Like Impact should be a bigger company off that. Are they?
You'd have to tell me. I mean, where's I didn't your watch level? Impact more because of that.
No, I mean, I watched more Impact when Kenny was around, and since then, my level of interest in Impact has dwindled because there's really not much that they've offered. So.
Right. Well, I'm kind of like you. I think I watched a pay-per-view when Kenny was champion, whatever, and like, Kenny's match was fine, I think, with Rich Swann, but the rest of the pay-per-view was kind of not that good.
Mm-hmm. And what else has happened in Hard to Kill? The three-way match for the Impact World Championship seems to be the opener, which I don't really understand. Moose is the champion. He'll defend against Matt Cardona and William Morrissey, who's Big Cass.
Right.
Can't say I care for that. Moose versus Zack Ryder and Big Cass for the Impact World title. Like, yeah. Not really.
Well, Moose is probably going to retain in that one, I think.
Do you care?
Not really, but it might be all right for what it is.
Hard to Kill, more like hard to watch. Ace Austin versus Chris B versus Jake Something. That's literally his name, Jake Something. Versus the Laredo right. Kid. I know Laredo Kid. He's fantastic. I know Ace Austin. He's pretty good, too. So I think that match will be pretty good. That's the pre-show match. I don't know when that'll start, but that's the pre-show match. Should be a good four-way. Might be one of the better matches on this show.
Yeah, it's to get the crowd more into it. I think that kind of match.
Yeah.
And that's usually the opener they have for most of their shows is that usual scramble cruiserweight match.
And that's Impact Hard to Kill. John, are you going to watch it?
Wait and see.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure yet.
Yeah, I don't know. After looking at this card, like I started off, okay, Jonathan Gresham, that'll be good. And then I started looking at the rest of the card, and I was like, man, I'd have to sit through a lot of stuff I don't really want to see. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe
wait
not.
Wait and see.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, I would not count on my thoughts on this Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill show. We can show you some Johnny North merchandise that you can buy right now. Go to ringsidereport.net/shop. Harold Schneider requested in the Super Chat. If you have any Super Chat requests, drop them in right now because this show is about to wrap up. Harold Schneider dropping a Super Chat, wanted to see some Johnny North merch. Here's what we have right now, a brand new Johnny North t-shirt. It's beautiful. Let me see if I could show you a picture of this, John. You love it. Look at that. Look at that. Smiling Johnny shirt. The Smiling Johnny shirt now available at ringsidereport.net/shop. You can get it in a variety of colors. Get a nice red, maroon deal. Look at that. Smiling Johnny. Get yourself a Smiling Johnny shirt. Look at him. Stone face right now. Never laughing. Never smiling like that. But I got him. I cracked him. And now you can preserve that moment forever with your very own Smiling Johnny ringsidereport.net official t-shirt over at ringsidereport.net/shop. And look at that on the side here. I don't know if you notice. Little ringsidereport.net on the sleeve, baby. That's nice. The Smiling Johnny t-shirt available only, exclusively at ringsidereport.net/shop. Go get yours today.
Oh, there's a water bottle? Water bottle?
I don't know if there's a Johnny North water bottle. Is there a Johnny North water bottle? Let me see if I can find this on the shop. Good God Almighty. Oh, yeah, there is. John, there's all sorts of Johnny North merch on the site, okay?
Wow.
All sorts of beautiful Johnny North merch. Our champion, Johnny North. Let's take a look at this. It's the official Johnny North, Smiling Johnny, Wrestling Uncensored, our champion water bottle. All right?
Super chat. Super chat.
You can get
chat.
This right now over at ringsidereport.net/shop. Look at you. Wouldn't you want to drink out of a bottle with your face on it? Got to get one in your hands, Johnny. I know what else you want, John. I know this is what you want. This is the money. This is the money. And the beautiful tie-dye, that's a real brother shirt right there. The Johnny Tank. Look at that. Tie-dye.
You say it comes in another color.
I'm sure it comes in many different colors, John. Don't you worry. The Johnny Tank. There's a lot of Johnny merch. Harold wanted a tour of the Johnny merch. We got it. We got you. What else do we have here? So much good stuff. Look, this is one of my personal favorites. I designed this one myself. It's kind of a take on these Supreme shirts, except they say wrestling. Instead of Supreme, wrestling. You get it? Wrestling. I like wrestling. Don't you want a shirt that just has wrestling on it? I do. I got to get one. I don't know why I don't have one yet. Ringsidereport.net/shop. Get your shirts that say wrestling on them. Those are pretty sweet. John, you want one? Look at that. That's nice.
It said uncensored. I wouldn't mind uncensored. Uncensored sounds cool.
Stop knocking the merch.
No problem with the merch. I'm just saying, like, I like uncensored. Wrestling Uncensored. Name of the show.
Yeah, that's true. But we talk about wrestling, and we love wrestling. Anyways, Doug Hepburn dropping a super chat. He says, thanks again, guys. Have a good weekend all. Doug, I've got some news for you. This is what we're looking for. Doug, we're hunting. These things have been found in Alberta, I think, maybe Ontario coming. I'm going to show you some things, Doug, that you have to be on the lookout for. And if any of you guys are in other provinces and you want to look for action figures for me, I mean, yes, do so. All right? So here's one that we're looking for, Doug. This has been showing up in stores. We're looking for this. First of all, Hulk Hogan. Okay? This Hulk Hogan has been found in stores around Canada. Not yet shown up around me. But if you see this, Doug, you buy this. You buy this Hulk Hogan. Okay? This is what we're looking for. This Hulk Hogan. And then it's Survivor Series. And then there's a Bret Hart, too, in the series. Oh, yeah. We're looking for the Hitman. Actually, we're looking for the whole set. Let's get the whole set, Doug. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get the Keith Lee. Let's get Bailey. Actually, you know what? Forget it. I don't want Bailey. I don't want Keith Lee. I just want Hogan and Brett. If anybody out there sees Hogan or Brett, you buy these figures and you send them to me. And I'll send you something cool in return. That's how it works. All right? And that's it. Doug is the Super Chat Leader of the Night. Thank you, Doug. John?
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to keep deleting every message that AJ puts down. I'm deleting AJ's messages for fun because I like messing with him. Okay? And that's it. I will see you again Monday night after Raw, where I will be rolling solo again. Again. Because of the curfew.
Well, you're starting curfew, yeah.
Thanks a lot, government. And then Johnny and I will be back on Wednesday night after Dynamite. And then next Friday again for another episode of Wrestling Uncensored. Thank you, Doug. You are the Super Chat Leader of the Night. Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Antoinette. Thank you, Ray Cruz. Thank you to all the members. Don't forget to become a member if you have not become a member already. Join.ringsidereport.net. Join.ringsidereport.net. Become a member of the YouTube channel. Or click that join button beneath me, beneath the video. Click join and become a member of the team. Support the Ringside Report Network, ringsidereport.net/shop. And don't forget, Thursday night, we're going to give you more winning picks for your MMA weekend next week. Looking forward to seeing the UFC back in action. Been a long time. Another Saturday night without the UFC. It's getting boring. Let's go, UFC. Come back. And that's it. That's it. That's all. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you again Monday night after Raw right here on the Ringside Report Network.